Can I change this? Can we change the meeting? Can you change this word? If you've ever said one of these, don't worry, you're definitely not alone. Many English learners, especially Korean learners, use the verb change for almost everything. And here's the interesting part. It's usually not wrong. Native speakers understand exactly what you mean. The problem is that change is a very general word. In many situations, native speakers choose a more specific verb instead, and the small choices make your English sound much more natural. So today, let's look at some everyday situations where change is okay, where it's a little unnatural, and what you can say instead. Situation 1. You bought the wrong size. Imagine you've bought a shirt, but it's too small. You go back to the shop and ask, "Can I change this? Is it wrong?" Not really. The shop assistant will almost certainly understand you. But what you're actually asking is to exchange the item for another one. So a more natural question would be, "Can I exchange this for a larger size?" Or simply, "Can I exchange this?" If you want your money back, you'd usually ask, "Can I return this?" So think of it like this. Exchange equals swap it for another item. Return equals give it back for a refund. Situation 2. You want to move a meeting. Now imagine you've already arranged the meeting, but something's come up. You say, "Can we change the meeting?" Again, people understand, but native speakers usually use a more specific verb here. Can we reschedule the meeting? Or can we move the meeting to Thursday? If you're only changing the time, you can even say, "Can we push the meeting back an hour?" Or "Can we bring the meeting forward?" These sound much more natural in the workplace. Situation 3. There's a mistake in a sentence. You're looking at a document and you say, "Can you change this word?" This one is actually quite natural. If you're replacing one word with another, change works perfectly. However, depending on what you're doing, native speakers might choose something more precise. For example, "Can you replace this word?" Or "Can you edit this sentence?" Or "Can you reword this sentence?" Notice the difference. If you're fixing one word, change is absolutely fine. If you're improving the whole sentence, edit or reword sounds better. Situation 4. You want to sit somewhere else. Now imagine you're on a train or an aeroplane. You ask, "Can I change my seat?" Good news. This one is completely natural. Native speakers say this all the time. You might also hear, "Can I move to another seat?" Both are perfectly acceptable. So not every use of change needs changing. Situation 5. You want a different hotel room. Let's say your hotel room is too noisy. Many learners ask, "Can I change my room?" Again, this is understandable. But a native speaker would often say, "Can I switch rooms?" Or, "Could I have a different room?" Here, switch sounds a little bit more natural because you're moving from one room to another. Situation 6. You changed your opinion. Here's one where change is exactly the right word. If someone convinces you, you can say, "I've changed my mind," not "I've exchanged my mind." That would be quite concerning. This is a fixed expression, and it's one you'll hear all the time. So what's the lesson? The verb change isn't a bad word. In fact, it's correct in many situations. The difference is that native speakers often choose a more specific verb depending on what's actually happening. For example, exchange an item, return an item, reschedule a meeting, replace a word, edit a sentence, switch rooms, change your mind. The more specific your verb is, the more natural your English will sound. And the good news is that people will understand you if you say change. You're simply learning how native speakers would normally express the same idea. Which situation surprised you the most? Have you ever used change in one of these situations, only to discover there's a more natural verb? Let me know in the comments. And if this video helped you make a small change to your English, well, that's one place where change is definitely the right word. Don't forget to like the video and subscribe for more practical English tips. And I'll see you in the next one.